Welcome to Network, a production of Evangelism Ministries of the Georgia Baptist Convention. And now your host, Joel Sutherland.
Welcome to Network, the program dedicated to helping pastors and churches cast the net of the gospel. I'm your host, Joel Sutherland. Recently, my colleague, Mark Merritt, interviewed Thomas Hammond, who works for the Executive Committee of the Southern Baptist Convention, and they spoke about event follow-up. Listen in as Thomas and Mark give you some great advice on how to follow up after an event.
Hi, this is Mark Merritt with the Georgia Baptist Convention. I'm joined today by Thomas Hammond, who is the Vice President for Convention Advancement for the Executive Committee of the Southern Baptist Convention. But you may know Thomas from his many years at the North American Mission Board, where he served as the Senior Director of Evangelism and the team leader for GPS, which of course is God's Plan for Sharing, a national evangelism initiative. Thomas, before we talk about outreach and follow-up, why don't you tell us a little bit about what you're doing now and what's happening with GPS?
Thank you, Marcus. It's good to be here. With the convention and my new position at the Executive Committee, I'm working with the cooperative program and encouraging pastors, churches to give through the cooperative program to missions and ministries. We're trying to continue to fuel evangelism and missions all around the world. And as we do this, we do it together. And obviously, we can do a whole lot more together than we could ever do by ourselves. The second thing that I'm working with is the GER, which is doing the global evangelism relationships, and we're working with the German Baptist, the Russian Baptist, and all other Baptist conventions around the world to enhance and encourage our relationships with them and see what ways we can help them in evangelizing their country. Another area will be the ethnic churches and relationships with those ethnic fellowships and the African-American fellowship as well. So we're working to make sure that we're having an opportunity for people to share their thoughts and concerns and give an opportunity for everybody to be heard as far as what we're doing as Southern Baptist in reaching this world. Now, as far as GPS, right now, Ken Ellis, who's been at the North American Mission Board for a number of years, has taken over the leadership of that. And 2012, of course, is the continuation of GPS. This is reaching across North America. And it's actually going on right now. Churches all this year will be doing evangelistic events, as well as not only this year, but next year. And then, of course, we're preparing for 14 and 15, which will be serving across North America. And then the years to come will be, on these even years, will be other initiatives to strengthen churches as in their strategies and efforts to reach their community.
Well, Thomas, I don't know anyone that has more expertise than you do in doing events and doing outreach and knowing how to follow up the people that we reach. That's why I've asked you to come in today. GPS, a big part of it is after we reach the people, knowing what to do with them. Thomas, a big part of GPS is knowing how to do the follow-up, following up the people that we've reached, doing events and doing outreach. Talk about how you've done registration in the past at the events that you've held.
Well, I'll tell you, Marcus, when we do the training for events, one of the things we want to make sure is that the churches are registering people, because without the registration, the names, addresses, some type of contact information, you have no way of connecting with those people and following up with them. And so we encourage churches strongly, if you're doing an evangelistic event, to have some type of registration. Now, depending upon the event, that really affects the way in which you register folks. If you're doing a fall festival, then what you can do is just say, come over here to the registration table, and then we'll give you tickets for free popcorn, hot dogs. You know, this helps you to ride rides and enjoy some of the different booths or the different activities. If you're doing something like a wild game dinner, you can use your registration card also as a decision card, and you can take that up at the very end and also have it as a purpose of, we'll be drawing from these cards to give away, you know, our prizes, our door prizes, and those type of things. So that's an encouragement for people to give their information to you as you draw it. Now, if you're doing something like a golf tournament, which is a more intimate setting, smaller group, I always encourage churches to put on those cards you are a guest of, and then have that on there so that we would have a better idea of who brought this person, and that would help us in the follow-up as well. But we would do that same thing as far as to get them to fill out these cards, and then we would have them, we would draw from those cards for giveaways and so on.
So you're saying just a little bit of creativity will allow you to get the information you need, the name, the phone number, the email, et cetera. You don't just put up a clipboard and say, sign up here. You just use just a little bit of ingenuity and you can get the registration information that you need.
A little bit of planning helps a person feel more comfortable in giving their personal information in this day of identity theft, or at least even sharing personal information. Right. A little bit of work helps a person to know what you're going to do with the information and why it's important for them to give it to you.
All right, the big question, what happens to that registration card once the event's over?
Well, what we did and what we do, and I'm working with churches to do this, and we encourage all churches to do this, is we divide them up into groups. Different groups would be, for example, if you're doing a wild game dinner and you have a portion of those who indicated that they prayed to receive Christ, and depending upon the decisions that a person can make, I think you put them in those categories. I want more information about your church. I'd like more information about the Christian life and those type of things. So if a person indicated they prayed to receive Christ, we would call that the red hot list, and we would put that in that category to be followed up immediately. The other category would be those who say, I want more information about the Christian life, or I want more information about joining your church. So we put that in another red hot list, but it's to be followed up in a little bit different way. And then the other lists go similar to this, where the other categories would be, gave you their data, their information, contact information, but they didn't indicate that they're a member of a church or didn't indicate that they're interested in anything. And then there's another category, and that would be, we're already members of another church and already believers. And So those are the folks that we'd send a little card to. Thank you for coming to our event, making it so special. Your presence made it so special. And we just pray for your church that y'all continue to reach people as well.
Well, that was a great interview about event follow-up and registration. Be sure and join us after the break as we come back and continue this theme with the guys in Evangelism Ministries on how we can follow up after events here on Network.
You never know when your life will be shaken. Last year I lost
my job. Everything fell apart. All my life
I depended on my money and success. I had it all, but I felt
so alone when my husband died.
I've always relied on myself. Then somebody showed me
hope that could transform my life.
I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about a
personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
And I was able to find it here.
Findithere.com.
Welcome back to Network. I'm your host, Joel Sutherland, and with me in the studio is Steve Parr and Mark Merritt from Evangelism Ministries. Steve, we just heard Mark's interview with Thomas Hammond, and he mentioned GPS. For our audience who may not exactly know what GPS stands for or is, why don't you take just a moment and explain GPS?
You bet. GPS stands for God's Plan for Sharing, and it was initiated about 3 years ago by Frank Page, who now leads our exec committee of the Southern Baptist Convention. And it was his thinking that we need to have a national initiative which our churches and associations and state conventions could rally around to reach lost people here in North America. And so out of that, a team was formed, and they came up with this premise that every church, every association, every convention should do these four things. And I don't think we could argue with them. Number one, we need to be praying for the lost and the unchurched. So that's the first thing, pray for the lost. Secondly, we need to be equipping our members to share the gospel. Thirdly, we need to be sowing the seeds of the gospel. We've got to get out into our communities. And if we do those three things, the fourth thing is the harvest. In other words, to invite people to respond. There's a very simple template for any church or association to work off of in terms of an evangelism strategy for a local church.
And GPS was described or is a national initiative. How does that flesh out in the state of Georgia?
Well, there's a focus every 2 years that the states are engaging in. And for example, 2 years ago, the focus was taking the gospel to every home. Now, we did a little bit of customizing with that here in Georgia and expanded on it just a little bit. Many of our churches did participate. And this year, most recently, the focus was on evangelistic events. And many of our Georgia churches and associations participated in that. However, I'll point out, not everyone did, nor were they expected to. In Georgia, we like to focus as a staff on helping churches to customize because we know one size does not fit all. So we say to a church or an association, here's a plan, GPS, use it. But if you don't want to use that, if you've got another strategy, a better strategy, by all means, take advantage of that. And if you're not sure what to do, contact us and let us help you to develop a strategy for your church. So this is important to us. I really like what Thomas was talking about, because when you do these evangelistic events, registration is important so that you can follow up, because you don't get all the results at the actual event itself. And Mark, I know you've done a lot of these yourself. Tell me, in your experience, what are some different ways that people can register people once they're there for the event that the church does?
Well, first of all, let me say registration is absolutely a must. We can't do any follow-up work unless we have the contact information from those people that attend the event at our church or at the location. Some of the ways that I found to be particularly helpful, Thomas Hammonds already mentioned them. I guess the first one would be just to simply give away a door prize. For instance, if you're having a wild game dinner, you have everyone register, fill out a card to win. I've seen a pastor recently give away a free shotgun. Now, I don't know if we want to give away shotguns to everyone or not, but that's what this particular church did. And guess what? Every person in the room filled out a card, so that that card became their registration card. Another way Thomas mentioned to get people to register at the event so that follow-up can take place is to give away tickets. You say the event's free, the free jumpy balloons are free for the kids at the fall festival, but you have to have a ticket to get in. Well, to get your ticket, you fill out a registration card. Another way that we've got people to register is to give away pictures. Maybe it's a fall festival and you have a nice scene set up. I've personally experienced this with some hay and some leaves and pumpkins, and the kids go in and have their pictures made. Well, you can't send the people their picture without their registration. So you get them to fill out a registration card in order to send that nice photo that you're going to take of them to them. But in any case, all we're doing is gathering information so that we'll have the means of following up in the home with every person that visits our church.
Mark, I've done something very similar to that. It's where when the people come into the event, whatever it is, in order to eat or to participate, you've got to have your hand stamped, or you've got to have an armband on. So if somebody comes to get a soft drink, you say, well, you got to have your hand stamped. Well, where do I get my hand stamped? Go right over there. So it gives them, again, a way to kind of funnel them through a registration process.
And guys, when we're talking about registration, we're really talking about an event having a single effect versus having a continual effect, that there are guests that come to one event but that you may follow up and minister to a year after the event is over with. And isn't it true that the registration helps you make a longer, more sustained impact in a person's life?
Absolutely. If you don't register, once the event is over, it's over. Mm-hmm. Nothing else is going to happen.
Right.
If you do register, once the event is over, it's half over, because now the follow-up begins. Yes, you may have given the gospel out at the actual event itself, or given away tracts, or had a testimony. But if you have that registration card, you can then go to the home, Steve, and you can sit on someone's couch, and you can one-on-one share faith in Jesus Christ and do personal evangelism. But that can't happen without registration.
A lot of people aren't going to respond at the event, but they may respond in a one-on-one situation. And then in addition, what it allows you to do is, for example, if Easter services, you register everyone there, and let's say seven families visit. Well, when Vacation Bible School rolls around in about 6 weeks, invite everyone you ordinarily would, but now you've got seven more families to invite. So it also enhances the number of people you've been invited to future events.
That's a great illustration. I just spoke to a pastor this week, pastor by the name of Roger White. They had a classic car show in their parking lot. They had dozens and dozens of classic cars. Over 600 people attended this classic car show. Joel, they set up a booth that said Vacation Bible School Pre-Registration. They pre-registered dozens of kids for Vacation Bible School right there on the church property.
That's good. Now, just in closing, let me ask you this, because I know when I was pastoring my last church that we gave away bicycles. I was in a church service this past week where the pastor was giving away two iPads. I registered for the event. You know, I wanted one of those. But we're going to run into pastors, guys, who say, well, we can't afford to give away an iPad. Though giving away a gift is a great idea. Are there ways, Steve, to give away gifts that don't cost $500? What about the church that is strapped for money?
Well, a couple things there. First of all, some churches may be totally uncomfortable giving gifts at all, and we appreciate that and would not ask you to violate your convictions at all. This may be one way to do that is, how about a jar of jam or jelly or something made by one of your ladies, or a baked good or something, something simple from a paperweight that they could put on their desk. you don't have to spend a lot of money is the bottom line. A lot of these things can be donated by a local business,
right,
someone in your church, or made by someone.
That's great. Well, that's some great advice on events and registration and follow-up. So, guys, thank you for being here today. And thank you for listening to Network. To find out more information about events and registration and evangelism in general, be sure to visit our equipping site, www.evangelismga.com. Until next time, thank you for listening to Network.
You've been listening to Network, a program dedicated to challenging believers to cast the net of the gospel. Network is a production of the Evangelism Ministries of the Georgia Baptist Convention.